All right. Good morning, everybody. Couple comments on vanity. You know, vanity is one of those things that if you think you got it over, you think you've overcome it, you find out you're right in the middle of it again. But there's a few scriptures that people shared that I thought were just awesome. So I'm going to read a couple of them. Benjamin shared 1 Peter 3:3-4. And, you know, it's just, it really is about modesty. And, you know, 1 Peter 3:4, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles, the wearing of gold jewelry, or fine clothes. It doesn't mean you don't wear the right clothes. It doesn't mean you don't wear nice clothes. It just means, to me, that just goes back to having the right tool to do the job. Rather, it should be of that of your inner self. That means we're authentic Christian men and women. The unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. And that's pretty convicting, quite frankly, to me when I read it. I shared this when I replied to Jesse, is Galatians 5:1. It says this, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. And that's what vanity is. It'll put you right back into that yoke of slavery. And Christ has set us free in him to serve him and just to walk with him and to have have our lives, that just really glory in him. And then also with just another one is just Colossians 3. And he says, you know what? Whatever you're doing, whatever your work is, whatever your job is, whatever God has you doing today, he says, do it heartily as for the Lord and not for men. You know, and when we take those when we get the proper perspective, it's easy to buy the proper tools, so to speak, for our lives. And it's easy to have to make sure we're, you know, just keeping things in order, because that's really what it's about. When you read a chapter like that, it's about order and keeping things in order. And then where do we go today? Chapter 1, partnering with God. So if you're a newcomer, you're here at the right day. You're starting with chapter 1. Many of us, I know that's where I started many, many, many years ago when we started this. But I know a lot of people came in the middle. If you get to start today, partnering with God, it's a great place to start, because it's a great place to be in business is with him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for these chapters and these lessons and these opportunities to learn and to grow. Lord, I know, when we think of vanity, we think of partnering with you, we think of all these things, and Lord, we know our shortcomings better than I feel like we ought to know them. We ought to be able to run from them, but we somehow like to cling to them. But in that, we can always turn to you and to partner with you, to really learn what that means. To be doing things correctly and properly before you. We thank you for the opportunity we have to do that, and that you are so graciously leading and guiding and directing us. We thank you for this time this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Psalm 18. Says in verse 3, I called upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from all my enemies. And then in verse 6, he says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. You know, God will rescue you. But then, you know, are you going to get rescued and go back to what you were doing? Or are you going to get rescued and find that new path that he has for you? Because that's the option. The option is he will hear you, and he may even come and help you. But then he's looking for you to respond to respond and say, okay, I'm done doing it my way. And, you know, I know Patrick always jokes, you know, so you said you did your best, and how's that been working out for you? And that was my story. I've been doing my best, and it wasn't working out so good, so it was time to do better than my best. And the only way to do that is with Jesus Christ. It's the only way I can do better than my best. Otherwise, I'll just go back to doing the things that got me into all sorts of distress, to say the least. All sorts of distress. Anyways, we get back to, as we go to work, get on with the rest of our day. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that, you know, you've given us these great lives. You've given us these great companies, gifts. You've given us a gift, the gift of life, the gift of a company, the gift of family. And now you just say, hey, let's partner together. Let's work together. And Lord, we thank you that we can choose to work together with you. And yeah, it does cuts across the grain of our lives many times. I know for me, because there's times I want to do it my way. And your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts aren't our thoughts. Your thoughts are way higher and way more noble than our thoughts and our ways. And Lord, when we are willing to turn and conform to your ways, good things happen. And so maybe we willing, each of us willing, to, Lord, for a new way and a new path as we go into the day. We thank you for this morning and this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.